Berkner was also president of Associated Universities, Incorporated, AUI, established in 1946 to acquire, plan, construct, and operate laboratories and other facilities that would unite the resources of universities, other research organizations, and the federal government. Funding for the AUI came from such luminary institutions as Cornell, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, MIT, and Yale. One of the institutions closely connected to the AUI is Brookhaven National Laboratory on Long Island, long rumored to be involved with both defense weaponry and UFOs. These distinguished men appeared to have two things in common. They were all connected to the highest levels of the national security, as well as American corporate business. They were also all dead at the time the MJ-12 papers surfaced, thus unable to answer any questions about their role, if any, in such a group. The agenda of this control group may have been best expressed by Senator Lyndon B. Johnson, who, speaking to the Senate Democratic Caucus on January 7, 1958, stated, "Control of space means control of the world." From space, the masters of infinity would have the power to control the Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides and raise the levels of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change the climate to frigid. There is something more powerful than the ultimate weapon. That is the ultimate position, the position of total control over the Earth that lies somewhere in outer space. And if there is an ultimate position, then our national goal and the goal of all free men must be to win and hold that position. Johnson, who in 1954 became the youngest Senate Majority Leader in U.S. history, was in a position to serve those in both the military and the corporations. In 2007, President George W. Bush echoed Johnson's remarks by calling for new space missions and the weaponization of space. Adding to Johnson's puzzling statement about the Masters of Infinity, the facts indicating an astounding connection between the well-documented occultism of the Nazis, the NASA space program, and the Soviet Union program. Richard C. Hoagland, a former science advisor to Walter Cronkite at CBS News during the Apollo program, astounded conspiracy researchers in the 1990s with his assertion that the time and date of many NASA space launches, including the Apollo moon missions, were set to coincide with astrological alignments of the stars and planets.